Dear friends in Christ, we have been baptized into the glorious liberty of the children of God. May God give us courage to use our liberty to keep solidarity with all our sisters and brothers whose lives are marred by historic and systemic racial, gender, and economic injustices. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give us a will to place national unity and the common good above limited partisan sentiment. Give us the wisdom to discern and resist the flames of intolerance fanned by unregulated social media. In this coming year, we commit ourselves to pray without ceasing for the strengthening of our fragile democracy, lest in our forgetfulness we are once again condemned to repeat the mistakes of the past. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray at this time of heightened tensions in Europe for the strength and unity of the Western Alliance. We pray for the Ukraine and for an easing of tensions with Russia. We continue to pray for places under totalitarian oppression, especially the peoples of Hong Kong, Xinjiang, Tibet, and Myanmar. We pray for peace in Yemen, Sudan, and the Horn of Africa. Make us mindful of increasing politically motivated discrimination against India's Muslim and Christian minorities. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In this week of the commemoration of the Jewish Holocaust, we continue to pray for the safety of Jewish communities throughout the world, and especially our Jewish friends and neighbors. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, bless your holy church throughout the world. Deepen our unity and preserve us in peace. We give thanks for Archbishop Justin, Presiding Bishop Michael, and Nicholas, our bishop. We pray for Pope Francis and Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, together with the leaders of the Protestant and Reformed churches. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give us the will, as responsible agents entrusted by you with the preservation of your creation, to translate our growing sense of climate catastrophe into present-time action. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember all distressed in body, mind, and spirit, remembering especially John, Mary, and Margaret, together with all those in the weekly prayer podcast found on our website. We remember those in quarantine, those working on the front lines of health, social, and community care. We give thanks for human love and friendship, and for all that enriches our daily lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We celebrate with Dennis Moonen, John Luttrell, Walter Cotter, and others celebrating birthdays and anniversaries at this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we remember before you all who have died and the loved ones who mourn their passing. We thank you that the blessed hope we celebrate this day has been fulfilled in those who have gone before us in faith, especially Marty Lindstrom, uncle of Amy Stewart, Madeline Smith, Elaine Angel, Tom Crossan, and those we name in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In this coming week, we commemorate Bridget of Kildare Monastic, circa 523, the presentation of Jesus in the temple, and the martyrs of Japan, 1597. Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, you govern all things both in heaven and on earth. Mercifully hear the supplications of your people, and in our time grant us your peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.